Sundri, the UCP incumbent seeking re-election in Rimbey Rocky Mountain House. Sundri identified infrastructure, healthcare, and affordability as the riding's top issues. Originally born and raised in Calgary and eventually going on to work at the Mustard Seed, which was founded by his father Pat Nixon, Jason Nixon relocated to Sundri after getting married and has since called the area home. His political career began in 2015 after being elected to represent the riding under the banner of the former Wildrose Party. Nixon was also involved in the negotiations that ultimately led to the 2017 merger with the former Progressive Conservatives to create the United Conservative Party. Originally, I ran for election for the same reasons I've run for re-election, which is I love my community, Nixon told The Alberton on May 12. Previous to this, I spent most of my career working for the Mustard Seed and working with the poor, he said. That's a job where you get to advocate a lot for a certain demographic, but I really wanted to put the skills I learned there to work advocating for our rural communities. Nixon said he wants to ensure there is a strong voice in Edmonton to represent rural interests. The main reasons I'm running for re-election now, though, are to make sure we keep building our economy, to really focus on affordability issues, which is a big issue right now for all of us, and to improve rural healthcare, he said. Further pressed about the issues he sees as more specific to the riding, he said, there's been a tremendous infrastructure deficit, something we've worked really hard to overcome the last 4 years. Nixon said almost $300 million have been invested in the constituency with more to come under a re-elected UCP government. Among such projects are the anticipated Highway 27 Main Avenue corridor through Sundri that Alberta Transportation had announced last year would be under construction this summer. That needs to be completed and will be done next term if a Conservative government is re-elected, said Nixon, adding upgrades to healthcare facilities, whether in Sundri or Red Deer, and ensuring hospitals are adequately staffed are also priorities. The economy and affordability are also major concerns, he said. You have the macro-provincial side of it, but it's also very much a micro-issue. We have fixed-income seniors in our communities that are struggling to make ends meet because of what's taking place with inflation and the cost of living crisis.